I'm chatting to Panthers defenseman Josh Tetlow on Panthers Radio. Josh, you're edging closer to return. You're now back into full training, really. How's that feel?
Yeah, it's great. Obviously, it's been like quite a long time, so been really eager to get back at it, but tried not to rush things and let it all heal properly. But yeah, very excited to get back.
People may have spotted you in training. You've been on the ice for a while. What's that been like? You've obviously not been able to get fully involved in drills. What's it like when you can't get fully involved, but you're on the ice with your teammates?
To be honest, it's still quite good because I just wanted to play some kind of hockey, but obviously it is a bit frustrating. Yeah, you can't do everything you want and your instinct sort of takes over and you want to play physical and whatever, but you just kind of have to, just kind of throw your stick out when you normally hit someone or whatever. So, yeah, a little bit different, but yeah, it's all right.
Off the top of my head, I feel this is, the longest time you've been out since you've been involved with the club. How's it been for you? How frustrating or otherwise has it been?
Yeah, I think, it's definitely given me a different perspective. I've never really had a sort of long-term injury before. So, yeah, it's definitely just been lots of new things. But, yeah, it's been frustrating, of course. But everyone's like been really, really supportive for me, the coaches and all the boys and that. So, and Laura especially, the physio. So, yeah, it's been different.
Well, you mentioned that, and I'm intrigued to see how much the off ice staff play their part, because obviously you've got to get fit, but they've got to help you fit. How much do they, Laura and Pete, strength and conditioning? How much do they play their part?
Yeah, it's massive. Like, I can't really say thanks enough to Laura and Pete. Laura especially, because, coming to hospital appointments, making sure you're all right. Any little thing, no matter really what time of the day, if you're worried about, get paranoid about, I think I've done something here, I think this hurts, sort of asking questions. So, they're really, she's there kind of for whatever you need. So it's really, so helpful.
Yeah. Owen too. We mustn't forget him who works.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Norway. Yeah.
Sorry,
we'll give her a shout out too. And we'll give someone else a shout out. Your boy Dan Green. You did a bit of commentary duties on Wednesday night as Panthers beat Dundee 5-1. How much did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was all right. It was good fun, actually. It was different. So I think I settled into it a little bit once I figured out how to use the microphone. But yeah, no, it was all right. I enjoyed it.
Once you figured out, you just hold the microphone. Was it a bit complicated?
I know, but I was getting texts from my girlfriend telling me to speak up because she couldn't hear me. So,
I mean, you're that good, Tets. You've got to do it again at the weekend. So sorry about that. But, what do you think? Because, you're coming back at a decent time. That the team has had a bad run of form, for the previous few weeks. But it's now two wins in a row at home. They're up there in the form table with 7 points out of a possible 10, I think, off the top of my head. How do you think the team are looking? Things are, despite being short benched, how do you feel the team are looking?
I think we're looking really good. I think we've looked good for a while, but results just haven't really gone our way. And now the results have started to fall. So I'm, super excited to just like kind of hopefully help as much as I can. And yeah, jump on what seems to be a moving train going in the right direction. So yeah, it's really excited. It's really, really excited.
And you've been around the dressing room, obviously, on a daily basis. And I think that the key to this team is that it has kept together, it's kept bonded, and that's probably showing dividends now, isn't it? Now that a good stretch of performances, well, a good stretch of results has started to happen.
Yeah. I think, even sort of when we weren't having the results that we wanted, I think everyone in the dressing room was still very close and we all remained very positive. So I think that's kind of testament to how much we all get on, really.
And just put into words how it will feel when you get back on the ice. I mean, Panthers fans, Josh, are always great. But in this year of all years, their support has been tremendous. You'll have heard the noise at home games in recent weeks. How special would it feel for you to get back on the ice in front of these amazing fans?
Yeah, I think it will it'll be a really good experience. Like you say, obviously I've been able to sort of witness it a little bit from the stands and be part of it in that sense. But yeah, to get the feeling again of coming back on the ice, it'll be amazing, especially in front of the home fans. So yeah, I can't wait.
Brilliant, Josh. Listen, thanks for talking to us, and we look forward to seeing you on the ice very soon indeed.
See you soon.